When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This video is brought to you by Astapro.
Do you have anything else you want to tell the people before we watch Nightmare on Elm Street 2?
I'm obsessed with you guys in the comments, although one thing, you told us that this movie is going to be horrible, so I'm not sure how to feel about that. I guess I hope that you guys are wrong for the first time in your lives.
I hope so, too, because I just watched The Room, and that was the worst, greatest movie of all time, so I hope this doesn't surpass it, because The Room it's at the bottom, and that was a blasteroony, so I'm hoping this one is, too. Let's watch Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Yeah, you guys were right about that being not good. It felt like this script. Oh, also, if you listen to this on Apple or Spotify, give us a 5-star rating, por favor. We love you for that. It just felt like the script is all over the place. There's no explanation. Like, what does that mean with Freddy coming through the girl at the end? So now he's inherited her? And when he dies, he never dies.
No, he wasn't inherit.
Not inherit. He. What? Is he in her or is he alive through her?
I think he's behind her.
Behind her,
or
coming
something.
Through.
I don't. Wow, I genuinely can't believe this script got made this way because that didn't make sense.
It really didn't.
You know, what's so crazy is that we were about halfway through the movie where I was like, people were way too harsh on this. There's a lot of cool things that are going on and there could be a lot of cool things they could do with this. Their inability to stick the landing here. And by the landing, I mean the last half of the movie.
Yeah.
Where they just were doing things for cool factor, but none of it was like true to the story or the characters or the villain that they had or Freddy in general. Like, I don't get why they did that. They didn't have to do that. There were so many cool things they could have done with the end of this movie.
Agreed.
Especially because we were, like, conflicted about the Jesse character, which is cool.
Yep.
We loved Lisa. What about the dad and the mom and the sister? No tie up there. And, like,
no.
There were so many... They introduced characters that I was like, okay, this is interesting. Let's move.
And then they just moved on to someone new.
Right. Like between the coach and the best friend who was the frenemy, we're not going to deal with either of them. Like what if what ended up happening was after he killed his best friend,
yeah,
then they actually come inside and he gets sent to jail.
Right.
Or like something. And then he has to prove from in there. I don't know.
Yes, because I'm like, how are you walking out with bandages on your hands? It's what, the next day? Because that girl is still talking about the party. And no, everyone's just like, yeah, just bandage yourself up. No problemos here. There's two people dead, right? The kid actually, his buddy died, right?
Greg.
So why,
something.
How are we... Greg and then the
or
fucking
is Greg
PE.
Just the name of our homie Greg.
Right.
Was his name Greg?
We just made that up.
I don't know.
But like also the PE teacher guy died. He admitted to
Schneider.
Going like Schneider, right. He admitted to killing them. And then what? He just gets to go right back to school and just bandage up and like everything's fine. It's so weird.
Why did they do that? I feel so disappointed in this movie because they didn't have to do that. And the first half really had me like, okay, maybe you guys were all wrong. And then I was like, no, I got to look up some things about this movie, dude.
Yeah, look it up. The first half I do agree with you when we saw like Freddy, when he was melting, the little rat, when it goes crazy, those little creatures that we saw, all very awesome, all very cool. I wish all of those were used in a really good movie with a better plot because I really enjoyed the way that they looked. But at the same time, where are those creatures from? Now, can Freddy just go like, I send a creature here and a creature here. He can do that and heat things up. Like, what? And also, when he burns to death, he doesn't ever die. He always, the person, what? Could the person even shoot themselves and then peel Freddy off and they're still alive?
Okay, so Wes Craven obviously wrote and directed the first one.
Yeah.
This one was.
Who was this? So obviously.
Jack Shoulder was the director, and David Chaskin was the writer.
All right. Well,
let's see who this David Chaskin
dude
is.
Yeah, what else has he written? Because I'm not agreeing
also
with any of it.
Monsters and The Curse and I, Madam. I don't know those.
I've never seen those.
I'm going back to... I want to look at some of the... Wow, this was nominated for 2 awards. What?
What?
Saturn Award for Best Horror Film. What?
I mean, I get it. It's hard to make a movie. They made one, and there's it's not all, like a lot of the way that it looks was cool, and Freddy still looks cool. There's some great shots, like we called him out, like Freddy with the fire behind, and like him melting did blah, that was gnarly. But come on, you guys, the story is poop in the pants.
Okay, let's see. Let me give you some things.
Yeah.
This is the only Nightmare film in which the lead character is male.
Okay.
In the opening sequence, the bus driver is, remember, I don't know how to say his name, guys. Somebody phonetically write it for me. Robert Englund, without the Freddy makeup.
Oh, okay.
New Line Cinema originally didn't ask Robert Englund, or however you say his name, to return as Freddy Krueger and refused to give him a pay raise. Stuntman was cast as Freddy at the start of production. After 2 weeks of filming, Robert Shea realized this was a terrible lapse in judgment, fired the stuntman, hired Englund, and met his demands.
Ha 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 ha! Eat your own dust, buddy.
I mean, Robert does a great job as Freddy.
He does. Like, it's all story and direction here. It is not on Robert. And obviously, he had already made one gigantic hit. I think the first one was a hit. And you're going to be like, we're not going to give you a raise? Come on, dude.
The year on this was 1985, which is interesting because Michael J. Fox was considered for the main role in this, but couldn't because of Back to the Future and something else. I lost where I was. I'm so sad about this movie.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah, I liked this guy, though, except for the fact that I thought they were going to do more of them because of how like creepy weird some of this stuff was.
You guys, I think I saw the documentary where... Michael J. Fox actually did say he went to Nightmare on Elm Street for like 2 weeks and was like, the director and the story was weird. And I was like, I had to get out of there because he couldn't do. No, they let
and
him
Teen
go.
Wolf, that was the other one.
Oh, there's some story in the documentary, guys, about Michael J. Fox. I think they fired Michael J. Fox. They didn't like him because they thought he was too comedic in the role of Nightmare on Elm Street, too. And he was filming Back to the Future at the same time. And then he was let go and he was sad about it because he thought that this role would be more dramatic, which obviously it was. But like, good on you, man, because this movie sucked. At the end, no thanks.
This is kind of weird. Had this film failed, New Line Cinema might not have survived. The movie hit big enough to finally give the studio some cash flow. In the following years, New Line Cinema rode the Elm Street train for further success. Had a hit with another series, Critters, cranked out John Waters movies, blah, blah, blah. So this movie was a financial success.
Really? How much? What was the budget and what did they make?
That's a great question, Tara. Let me look into it for you.
I mean, wow. This was a huge... It's because the first one was great. We had a lot of fun during that one. I mean, I was screaming. I was legitimately scared. In this one, I wasn't.
Okay,
so,
this is why this did well.
Why?
Guess what the budget was. If you had to guess.
Okay, if I had to guess the budget, let's see. We were only at the bus stop, a house. We saw that one thing. Oh, God. I'm just going to say it was, oh, God, if it was a hit. But we're back in the day. God, that's hard for me. I'm going to say it was 50. No, that's too high. I'm going to go low. I'm going to say they got like $35 million.
It was a $3 million budget.
Oh, my God.
And it made $30 million.
Of course it did. $3 million? That's why they didn't want to raise his freaking fund.
That's why the blood
fund.
Looked like red paint.
Red, bright-ass red. So that's great.
I
got
to find this Kim Myers girl because she blew us away.
I agree.
If there was one great thing this movie gave to me, it was the knowledge that this girl exists. Oh.
What has she done? Was she?
I feel like I recognize adult her. Okay, let's
see. Yeah, well, I did
she
too.
Did, so let's see. The things on her IMDb that she's known for are this, Hellraiser 4, is that? Key West. I don't know those things. Oh, but, really? Okay. In 2020, wow, I don't know most of these things at all. She has been in a couple episodes of TV shows that we know, like Judging Amy,
okay,
or The Closer. This girl should have had a way bigger career. Like, she should be known. She was in an episode of 6 Feet Under, of Family Law. She was in...
Those are all older shows.
She was in an episode of Seinfeld.
Wow. So she's not really working now,
no,
though.
No, she is, because in 2022, she shot a thing called 5,000 Blankets.
Okay.
Which...
is horror? We don't know.
When her husband has a mental breakdown and goes missing, a young woman sends her young son to find him on the streets.
Okay.
But she's not the woman.
Okay. She's just in that movie, yeah. 5 Blankets.
And then in 2020, she did a movie called Jumping the Gun.
Okay.
Guys, I don't know if she wants to be working like crazy, right, but if she does, hire this woman.
Yeah, she was great. I really believe, I did believe her. She's very natural in her dialogue, which I appreciate. And when she had that breakdown of yelling at Freddie to come out and like, you got to get out of here, you son of a bitch. Like, that can be done in a way where you're like, I do not believe her yelling, and I did believe her. There was only a couple instances where I was like, maybe not, but then she got me. I'm on board for her.
Like, this director did did Tremors, which I've heard
that's
people
a
love.
I love that movie.
No, wait, this TV series. Oh, that's why.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the movie.
Yeah,
was
that's
very
what
good.
Thought.
What else has this director done? Because I don't understand how you got together with this script and you were like, yep, we're good. Makes sense.
Okay, let's see. Oh, he did the TV series Mortal Kombat Conquest.
I didn't see it.
Looks like he did a lot of TV stuff. He did an episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Okay.
He did a Vietnam War story episode. So after this, he did a movie called The Hidden.
I haven't seen it.
Is with Kyle MacLachlan, and I've never heard of this.
Never heard of it.
Wow, I feel like this honestly kind of put a big damper on his and David Chaykin's career, because they didn't seem to work like crazy after this.
I mean, I wouldn't want to work. I'd go, you have both have bad tastes, that you wrote this and you went, this makes sense and is good, and
right,
then you directed it that way, and you thought, yep, send it out.
I am with you, Tara, that it is so hard to make a movie, and to do a movie for $3 million,
that's
that is this.
Tough.
Like, I want to give them credit where credit is due, but my biggest
agreed
problem with this movie is the script.
Yep. Yep. It's not good.
Like, because then you guys spent your money on those, like, dog weird creatures at the end. But instead of putting your money into that, like, do a revision of the script to make things make sense, because we didn't have to do what we did. There could have been cool stories in here. We liked your characters.
Yeah, we really did. The first one, we had a blast. I mean, that it's just like you could have gone so many great places. I wonder, now I got to look up to see what the budget on the first one was and if they really cut it.
I want trivia about that guy, if he was eating or the director made him eat.
Right. Okay. We got
what happened there.
We
like
got
some weird choices.
It's very weird choices. Like,
and like, there is something cool about, okay, now Freddy's becoming you. Like, we could have done some really cool stuff with that with Jesse. And I'm a big fan of the princess movies. I love True Love's Kiss Saves All stuff. But the way they did this one was like, what?
Oh my God. Guess what the budget was for the first one?
It's got to be more, right? Usually the sequel gets a bigger budget if the first one did well, but the first one looked so much better. $5 million?
$1.1 to $1.8 million.
That's crazy.
And grossed $57 million.
Yeah, but it deserved every cent of that.
It absolutely did. Where did this one go wrong? In so many ways. I'm like, if they made that first one and it was good,
what
and
year
we
was
were
the first
in
one?
It. 1984.
So 1 year before.
1 year. So that means like they wrapped it. They probably like it's out and they're already working on the second one. And they're going, let's shove it out because New Line wants to make a name for themselves.
I have a question for you guys at home. Which of these are good? Oh, good. Like, is it just the first one or are there other ones that are worth watching? Because you guys warned us this one was bad and we want to do the whole series.
We want to do the whole thing.
But are there any of these that are like that we're going to like?
We have. There has to be like.
Is there a TV show?
I don't know, but I'm trying to look up. Let's see.
What's the other one we haven't seen? Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th, I haven't seen either.
Should we jump and go to that one?
The I know, right? Like, you guys got to let us know, because I'm wondering if the third one or the next ones are better, because there
are. How many are there?
I think there's multiple. I feel like when.
Let's look at a ranking. I'm going to look at a ranking of the nightmare movies. You keep going.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, this is all. Good. We called it. Kim Myers was allegedly cast in the film due to her resemblance to Meryl Streep, which you called immediately.
She looks like, and you know, Meryl Streep's daughters that are all talented and exactly. working too. And I was like, she looks like she is her daughter slash is her.
I agree. And
I like loved her so much. And when you don't love a movie and there's an actress that shines through in the way she did, she was so natural. Even like the way and makeup was great in this too. Yes. The way they threw her hair up. Agreed. And it was just like, she was a high schooler.
Yes. It was like perfect. And I'm like, there's so many little things that are lost on this film because of the crappy story. Okay, listen to this. Wes Craven refused to work on this film because he never wanted or intended for A Nightmare on Elm Street to have a sequel. He even wanted the first film to have a happy ending. He also didn't like the idea of Freddy manipulating the protagonist into committing the murders. He did return to the franchise as the writer of Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Okay.
So that means we got to get there.
That's amazing. And I also have something to tell you.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring us. So some fun facts about me. I've been seeing an ENT the past couple of months. Got a CT scan done for my allergies, and right now I'm trying to find time to get deviated septum surgery. So like many of you, I am someone who's tried pretty much every nasal spray you can think of because I have difficulty breathing through my nose, which leads to day-to-day and sleeping problems on a consistent basis. So before agreeing to this, I wanted to try them out myself because this is a serious thing I deal with. They provided me with free samples. This is my second bottle. This is without a doubt the best nasal spray I have ever used. That's not some talking point. That's my very own personal testimony. Genuinely, for me, it's fantastic and lives up to how it's advertised. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter solution available. It gets to work in just 30 minutes while other sprays take hours to kick in. It's also the only one out there that's steroid-free for 24-hour relief. Astapro has seriously changed the game for me, offering full prescription strength relief from nasal congestion, runny nose, and sneezing. The difference this makes is phenomenal. It's kind of insane how this relief through my breathing and nostrils just kicks in and I'm back in action really fast. So if you're like me, battling with nasal allergies and looking for relief, get fast-acting nasal allergy or symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go. It's faster with Astapro, bro. I saw that commercial. Astapro, it's faster, bro. That's Astepro allergy.com. Remember, use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Thank you again, Astapro, sincerely.
And as the director of another one, New Nightmare 1994. So he wrote the third one, and then another one, he was the director.
Yeah, because imagine watching this and being like, well, if you guys are going to make sequels, then please don't sully my legacy. Like, please let me at least write it. Okay,
yeah.
Let me tell you this. There are 9 movies, and this is listed as the second worst.
Oh.
But there's another one that they say is worse, which is called A Nightmare on Elm Street in 2010. So then this one is listed as the second worst. Oh, no, sorry. The second worst is Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
Okay.
In 91. Then A Nightmare on Elm Street. Wait, is it going in upward order or backwards order? I can't even tell. Because it has it listed at 1. Let me scroll all the way. Hold on. This is Entertainment Weekly. They ranked them all. A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, they say is the number 1. Okay.
Okay.
So that's the number 1.
Yeah. Bingo, baby.
The second best one is Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Yes.
In 94.
1994. Yes. But he set the latter in a reality completely separate from the original, and its 5 sequels were cast and crew of Nightmare on Elm Street from 84 basically play themselves in that one.
Okay. Then number 3 is Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
That's the one that he wrote.
Okay.
So that makes sense. When Wes is involved, we're golden.
Wait, Freddy's Revenge is listed as the 4th best. This one's listed as the 4th best of 9.
This one?
This one. Imagine the ones that are way worse than this.
Oh, God. You guys, we can't. I don't know. We have to watch The two Wes Craven ones, absolutely. The one that he wrote and then the one that he directed, obviously. But if they're the worse than this one, I don't know if you should sign us up.
I guess also Wes Craven didn't like the protagonist being a man. It went against the Final Girl trope.
Yeah, good for you, Wes Craven. I completely agree. And the girls in this were all like useless. Like it was
like you take the broom and
exactly
get the
and I'm like, and she was the one that rushed, had the mom had the idea of like, I know what I need, a broom and a newspaper, because the rest of them are just like hide bird, and then she hands it to the guy. Wait, and I'm like, come on,
this is what Entertainment Weekly says. I don't know if this is true, you guys have to tell us. They said that the direction, production design, and special effects are all top-notch for this. Just talking about the movie we just watched.
Okay.
Are all top-notch for the times. And the performances, particularly by Jesse's father and girlfriend, Kim Myers, who we loved, are convincing. Although still filled with cringeworthy scenes, there's a reason Freddy's Revenge remains a favorite.
A favorite? No, the story is crap. I mean, I did like... Sure, like some of the special effects of the blades coming out for the time, that looked good. Obviously, the when his arm starts coming apart and then you see the fingers flying off, like all the practical effects in this are dope. And the little creatures, like that was the first thing I said, pop that off. Yes, absolutely. This is not a favorite to me because I could not connect to what was happening. I wanted the thing of him crying with the girlfriend, I already forget her name, like to
Lisa.
With Lisa to mean something when she's like, listen, it's okay. Like they're at the house and they're kind of like, they're tearing up. He's crying. He's losing it with the bright blood on his hands. And I'm like, we should feel something there. Should feel for both of them. I kind of was like, I did, but it could have been a lot more, but the story just lacked in so many ways with zero explanation. And it also said that this was the very first and only film where Freddy is actually allowed to kill, where Freddy kills each of his victims outside of their dreams.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird. That was, why did we throw that in there? I'm glad that that's the, I don't know.
I want to look at what Rotten Tomatoes said about this. Okay, this makes me feel a little better. The audience score for A Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge is 33%. The audience score.
If this movie.
Yep.
And okay.
The tomato meter is 43%. So rotten.
Yeah, good. Okay, so the people...
Critics like this more than the audience.
That's wild. I'm like, why? Because Wes Craven started it, but like, this movie is... It says, this is funny, the cast and crew and many of the fans, where in the sequence where Freddy terrorizes the pool party, they thought it was the most nonsensical scene in the movie.
That's how it felt.
It believed it broke the rules that was set forth by Wes Craven in the first film, namely because Freddy was attacking people while they were awake. Exactly. We both were like...
And can we answer this question?
He
jumps through the window.
And then disappears.
And,
like,
then comes up from the ground?
Yeah, like...
What?
Let's see if I can.
You know
find...
what this feels like? A bunch of people sitting in the room being like, "Oh, bro, you know what would look cool?"
Right.
And it's right. Like, what? But that doesn't fit with the character that we made. That doesn't make any sense in this world.
I agree.
I do like that they found her diary. I thought that was a cool element. Remember?
I do like that they found
some stuff in the first half. Like, oh, you figured out that your dad knew about the house, but it doesn't go anywhere.
It doesn't go anywhere.
But
it stops.
All that stuff. I like the setup.
I agree. I liked it. If we would have freaking like went there. Also, it says that during the scene with the possessed parakeet was based on the film The Birds.
I love that movie. That's my favorite Hitchcock.
Then they
Hitchcock.
Said Clue had his eye injured during the filming of the scene. Producers later regretted even putting it in the movie as it was too goofy. They said.
Well, I don't get what happened in that scene.
I don't either.
Were they saying it was so hot in the house the bird went crazy, or was Freddy in the bird?
Right. Like, how did he blow up the bird? I'm curious. I don't.
Also, why with his sister was he able to just stop it?
Exactly. Like, there's so many un.
Or is it because she woke up?
I mean, I guess.
But then he can kill the awake kids. And like, then, okay, you're going to school the next day, but all these people died at your party?
Right. That is, and he's going with bandages on his hands.
But not even about him. Her. House. Mad people dead at your house.
Exactly.
And she's on the bus, like, chilling.
Just fine. And that girl's like, sweet party.
It might not have been the next day because she did say, like, sweet party this weekend or whatever. So maybe it was,
like, the weekend.
2 days later.
Still, like, some kids that you, the guy you went to school with is full on dead. And so is your PE teacher.
And the kids at your party that he, like, dug through.
Yeah, I also am like, why wouldn't, for them to say it's a nonsensical scene, them going to the pool, I absolutely agree. It didn't say anything. I mean, there might be some about him disappearing because I thought that was absolutely
so weird.
Wild.
I feel like they thought that this was their Home Alone moment with like, I'm not afraid anymore.
Right.
But like, it was like when she was like, I'm not afraid of you. I was like, wait, you already did that in the first one. And now she came here, but then she was walking away. And why wouldn't you be afraid of him? He's trying to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, there was such an opportunity when they're at that pool party for Freddie to just like really lay in and just like mass murder. Like, cause I'm like, well, you're like, you're all my children now. But then you're like, bye. Like, I don't understand that. I don't get it. Cause I'm like, well, he had him there. Wouldn't Freddie just like lay into him then? Like, what's the point of him going to the party? He killed the one kid upstairs. Now he's outside. All those kids are there and scared. And then he just is like, got to get out of here.
But then also he's like, Freddie's like, what's his name? Kyle. What's our main dude's name?
Robert Englund.
No, our main dude.
Oh, Jesse.
Jesse. Kyle. He's like, Jesse's dead. So was his goal to take over his body and then just be out on these streets? As Freddy?
I guess.
Because he kept saying he's dead. Like, I thought he wanted to use him.
Exactly. Kill for me is what he asked. So it would make more sense that he's like, you kill for me. You go outside as Jesse and kill for me. So everybody thinks it's you. But then all of a sudden at the end, Freddy is full on the outside of his body.
Like, how interesting would it have been if at the pool party, that's actually
him that they're
Jesse.
Seeing?
Yeah.
Duh. That's what we thought. And that would have made
he's
it good.
And then like sleeping through whatever.
I wanted that to happen where he kills the kid. The dad breaks down the door. It's Jesse all bloody. Then he has to run out the window. And now all the kids are like, wow, it's Jesse. He's bloody. What happened? I don't know. Maybe he has the glove on.
The final scene is him like in a mental institution.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. Just
perfect. Wrap it up. I don't know what the fudge happened.
I'm so bummed because, and I don't mean this in any kind of arrogant way. This is a knock on the movie more than it is praising us, but we could have written this and better.
Yes, way better. You
like,
guys.
I feel like you guys at home could have, you know, like, because if you watch the first one, you know who the character is, you know the world. So how you could do that and then go in this direction here is just a bummer. And it didn't have to be that way. And your problem wasn't your budget restriction in this. Your problem was your script.
Yeah.
Your problem wasn't your actors. Your problem wasn't the design. Your problem was your script.
Yep. Absolutely, 100%.
And also the direction, because like the disappearance and like what, and I was like, wait, what?
Like he morphed through a like a fence in the first one. I was like, oh, that was cool. But this one,
dream.
In a dream. Yes, exactly. And this one, I'm like, what?
In real life,
looking at the glass that's broken. So that's like, it's not a dream. He's actually there now and he just disappeared. And then he comes flying out of the ground.
This is like one of those movies where if somebody said they loved this movie, I would really need them to explain to me why.
Yeah. If it was just for the stunts and Lisa, or they're like the gruesomeness, the creatures, like the blood, the hand coming out, I would go, cool. Yeah. If you're going to talk to me about special effects and practical effects and the gruesome nature of it. Yeah. Bingo, baby. I'm on team with you, but you got to say the rest of it. If this is your... Because the story does not add up. That does not go.
Saying a couple of good things, at least it wasn't too long.
Agreed.
It was an hour 25. And if this had been longer, I would be like just so upset because
yeah.
No. Lisa was a shining light. we're talking about the effects. There were there's some cool audio choices that they did as well. Some weird ones.
Some cool ones.
I did like the actors that played his parents and his little sister. They all felt pretty natural.
Yeah.
I wish we did more with them. I the dude that plays his frenemy, he was a fine actor too. I would like to be more clear on some of his choices, like why they were made. Why did he bully him at the beginning and pants him?
Yeah.
And then they were homies.
Then they were buddies.
But maybe bros be bros. Let that one go. What was our commentary on Schneider? Like, what were we trying to say about him?
Yeah, where did the BDSM, they comment on it. And then it's like, so he's killed in a BDSM manner because he's tied up and it's whipping his butt. And I'm like, oh, that's just like, it's like some weird payback, but it doesn't make sense.
But the weird thing about that is Freddie, from what my recollection is, Freddie goes after kids.
Yeah, why the PE teacher?
Although Freddie went after the teacher in the first one, though.
Oh, that's right. She he killed her.
So kids and people who like kids, I guess, but Schneider doesn't like kids.
Teachers
and...
And that teacher was nice, right?
Yeah. No, she was a dick.
And so he was kind of a dick. See, it's like copying the same script of like, you got to watch me, and he's taking caffeine pills, and if I wake up, you got to... And I'm like, this is exactly the same.
No, that's not Freddy. That's Chucky.
Oh, my God.
We do too many of these. The girl, the teacher that was the dick, that's Chucky, right?
Yes. Yes, that's Chucky.
Yeah, okay, so...
But the caffeine pills was from the first one too, right? When they were like, So
but I'm just trying to think, have we seen Freddy kill somebody who's not a kid?
No, I don't. You're right. We were watched. Yeah. That'd be Chucky. Good thing. My memory, it's crap, y'all.
I was like, how did he do that? And I was like, no.
Okay. I
steered us in the wrong direction, Tara.
But
Scream Queens.
This whole movie steered us in too many different ways. We already said what we thought the ending should be, and y'all know that the rating would have shot up like hell if he came out and they were like, it's Jesse, he killed everybody, and then he's locked up, and the sister's crying, and the family's like, we lost our son, and she's being interviewed like, how do you feel about your son being a serial murderer and you didn't know it? I don't know. End screen. I just, anything could have been a little bit better.
I love about the Scream franchise. Have you seen any of the Scream movies?
Yeah, not all of them. I need to watch them.
Like, we set up for sequels in terms of we keep with a lot of our characters. Like, this is like, why did we not do something like that? And then the next one can be about, like, trying to prove his innocence, and Freddy's trying to fuck with other kids, and it's happening to more people that go to their school or the parents. Like, they're alive still, but we're so not setting up for anything.
No, and that's probably why Wes Craven for the 1994 one was like, they basically play themselves from the first one, is doing what a proper sequel would do in bringing them in and going, I mean, I'm sure Wes Craven was pissed, being like, I told you this wasn't going to be a sequel. Now New Line Cinema has allowed it to get money so that they could be like, we're making this thing. And then Wes was like, now I have to get involved. And he probably wanted to do other things.
They also said in the trivia that this was Robert's least favorite of all of the Nightmare movies. But yeah, if I was Wes, I would watch this and been like, why'd you do this to my baby?
Right. It was disappointing. I hope that
they didn't watch the first one.
Exactly. I'm like, it's like you didn't accept you took the caffeine pills and being like, wake me up if I do anything weird. I'm like, it sounds like the exact same lines. I'm like, it's the exact same idea. If you're really going to switch it up this much, find an alternative, a cool alternative to keep the kid awake. Like, what's he going to do? Listen to metal music, keep the lights on his face.
AC, like, be hitting himself.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, anything creative.
Make him not pee. Like, there's all these, like, Navy SEAL tricks that you could do. Like, you don't pee, you blast cold air, you blast music. Like, things, I mean, not just SEALs do that, but, like, you could look into what do people do when they have to stay awake for too long.
And that would have been a creative way to do it. And we would have been like, oh, that's creative. That's a nice scene. Different.
Like, all of a sudden, he, like, pees his pants in class because he hasn't been peeing for, like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, come on, guys. Like, just hire me and Roxy for your script needs. when you have a crap movie and you need to make it better.
Or invent a time machine, go back to 84, hire us to write the end of this movie.
Yeah, exactly. And then also we both request to be in it. Because we're both actors. You guys, listen, we're so happy that you joined us for this. I hope you lasted through it with us, or at least because we're on the same team here. We're definitely going to watch the Wes Craven one that he wrote and the one obviously he directed. We have to do those. You guys can let us know if there's any more out of there that you're like, you need to watch this because it's so bad that it's good. We might be able to do it. Definitely the Wes Craven. So like, give this a like, give it a comment, share it. I mean, maybe people want to watch the bad one with us.
It's better than watching it alone.
Exactly. I mean, because it was, because you saw our faces. We're sitting here like sighing, going like, come on, man. And I bet you guys were too at home. So that's it. We got to get out of here. I think we complained too much. You heard, though, that there were some pluses about it that we both like. We're not pooping all over it.
We love you, Lisa. Justice for Lisa.
We do. We love you, Lisa. It's like a rising in the room. We love you guys so much, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye.